them failed. A double elimination on American Idol. Two singers silenced.
Over 55 million votes. And over 10 seasons, that's a new record at this stage of the competition.
The bottom three are Naima Adedapo, Paul McDonald, and Thea Magia. And the survivor is...
Paul. It's the end of the road for Thea and Naima.
They reunite with the other 11 finalists for this summer's nationwide tour. Nine survivors compete next week.
Congrats, Paul. Take a seat, buddy. You can take a seat.
Sharon Katchen, Fox News Radio.
Do you know who Snooki is? Rutgers does. The university paid the star of the reality TV show Jersey Shore $32,000 to speak last night, talking to students about hair, tanning, and laundry, with the advice, study hard, but party harder. The $32,000 she got, $2,000 more than Rutgers will pay Nobel Prize-winning author Toni Morrison to deliver the May commencement address. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Snooki? Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Good morning, Snooki.
That's so disturbing.
Is that what your wife calls you?
Snooki, no. Snookums? No.
Nothing like that.
It's Honey Bunny or Smoochie Coochie.
Oh, I love Honey Bunny.
But after yesterday's news, we're thinking Musakusa could be a new one.
That was sweet.
All right, good morning. 6:05 on the morning news. And by the way, your news is brought to you by Garmin. They don't want you to ever get lost. Save time on the clock. Get a Garmin Nuvi GPS. All right. For somebody who never gets lost, here's Kim Birchfield. She's got today's news.
Good morning. It's an effort to streamline state government. State Representative Jason Conger says there's a lot of support for a bill that would set employee-to-supervisor ratios at 11 workers to one manager, and millions of dollars could be saved. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
On average, there are 5.7 workers in Oregon for every one manager. House Bill 2020 would eliminate some of that middle management by mandating an overall ratio of 11 to 1.
We're looking at that as being a benchmark that we could, you know, kind of a goal that we could try for. And the supposed savings are in the, north of $50 million anyway.
And in this budget climate, Republican Representative Jason Conger of Bend says $50 million in savings is definitely worth pursuing. The report breaks down agencies. Conger says a few examples of ratios that on their surface don't look good are Fish and Wildlife with a ratio of 3.7 to 1, and the Land Use Board of Appeals ratio was 0.7 to 1. In other words, more managers than employees. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Redmond schools will be starting early release Wednesdays next year. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with the head of the school board.
The Redmond School Board approved letting students out an hour earlier on Wednesdays so teachers can get together for professional development. The district has been discussing this for a couple of years, but School Board President Jim Erickson says people are now on board.
The concern about what am I going to do with my kids, the buses will run early, yes, but at the same time there will be plenty of enrichment activities and or focused interventions available for students. So all we've heard is positives, really.
Because Redmond schools went to a four-day-a-week schedule a couple years ago, there are now more activities in place for parents to put their children in during early release. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Last year, there were 2,000 reports of abuse in Central Oregon. The Kids Center in Bend is a child abuse intervention center. Elaine Knobs with the Kids Center says last year, 600 children needed help.
I like to use that number as, you know, actually getting local people to think about 600 kids who live here in Central Oregon walk through our doors. You know, and not, it's not this huge abstract thing of people think, oh, it only happens in big cities or not in our safe community, which is an amazing community, but abuse happens everywhere.
Yesterday, the Kids Center kicked off its Blue Ribbon campaign during April to draw attention to child abuse by holding an opening ceremony across from the Bend Library, which started at 4 p.m. And a Bend businessman who specializes in solar energy for consumers says it's no longer a fringe movement. It's a very widespread, especially in sunny Central Oregon. Some say solar power is expensive and still not very efficient. Mike Hewitt, owner of E2 Solar in Bend, says the efficiency of solar power really isn't the main issue.
We don't look at solar as the only energy source out there. We're moving up on a time where we've got to diversify our energy in the United States. We're seeing that the crisis in Japan is just one of those examples.
And Hewitt also says each person's break-even point is different depending on the tax breaks, how much sun we get, and how much power costs increase. An Oregon-based conservative think tank, the Cascade Policy Institute, believes that mandates from the state forcing power companies to use renewable energy will raise rates here in Oregon. And by the middle of summer, the old church building, formerly known as Ernesto's Restaurant, will reopen as a new branch of the Brew Shop. Co-owner Tom Gillis says they're very excited about expanding their business and adding a new look.
That was one of the things we loved about the building, is the bar in the basement was already pretty much ready to go. We have a few changes with the carpet. It has a real English pub feel to it already, with the wood panel walls and kind of a low ceiling and a little bit on the dark side. So we're going to kind of shoot for that English pub type of feel.
Gillis says they'll offer some traditional pub food and have some typical English pub type games. He says they'll be hiring several people to work in both the retail shop and the pub, and they hope to open by mid-July, just in time for the cycling events here in Bend. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
That's been a pretty successful location, actually, for all the businesses that have been there.
Yeah, right down there. We're in the thick of the action.
So, not bad. All right, as far as what's going on with your traffic and weather today, it's brought to you by Bend Heating. Save money. Service your air, your heat pump, your furnace now. As far as what's going on with our traffic this morning, no problems, although there are spots of ice this morning on the Willamette Pass. And this weekend, if you're going to be traveling over the mountains, you're going to want to check that road report before you go. Why?
Temperatures will be mild starting off April today, but it's going to get colder into the weekend with a front moving in. As far as this morning and afternoon, partly cloudy, a high eventually up to 64 degrees. That's about 10 degrees above average. But as the cold front approaches tonight, clouds will increase. Rain will develop later in the evening with a low down to 37. Cloudy and colder tomorrow with rain starting to mix with a little bit of snow at times into the afternoon hours, a high near 40. There will be some breaks in the clouds Sunday with a high near 47. And then warmer Monday with a high climbing into the upper 50s. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
And right now we're at 40 in Sun River, 40 in Prineville, and 34 in Bend. Your money news and the latest job numbers for March coming up next.
Is comparable to Toyota
versus Camry.
How do they compare?
Stacks up against Corolla or Tundra, which is better?
Do you ever wonder why so many car companies compare themselves to Toyota? Maybe it's because Toyota is the number one choice among consumers. Or because Toyota is the most fuel-efficient full-line automotive manufacturer. Perhaps it's the fact that Toyota has the best overall value of any brand. Or that we have more hybrids on the road than all of the other automakers combined. Bottom line, Toyota is number one for a reason. And to celebrate, we're offering special incentives on popular models like Camry and Corolla. Visit buyatoyota.com for details. Hurry to your Toyota dealer to get the best selection.
Number one choice based on Toyota retail brand sales, CY 2010. Fuel efficiency claim based on NHTSA. Final industry MY09 CAFE data for Toyota motor sales. Value claim based on 2011 IntelliChoice. www.intellichoice.com. Hybrid claim based on Pull QS vehicles in operation as of July 2010.
Toyota is number one for a reason. Come see Toyota of Bend's all-new environmentally friendly facility on South Highway 97 in Bend.
I want my edge back.
I want to forget I'm wearing one. I want to really hear again.
I want high tech. I want to try it risk-free.
When you're really ready to hear again, call Central Oregon Audiology. You won't find salespeople here. You'll find Audigy certified audiologists who'll answer your questions and provide a complete hearing evaluation. If you call before March 31st, you will enjoy a complimentary and thorough hearing consultation by a professional. And if you do need a hearing system, they'll give you up to $500 off the system and allow you to try it risk-free for 75 days. Central Oregon Audiology invites you to call now at 647-2860 for your 75-day risk-free trial, complimentary consultation valued at $300 and up to $500 off your system. Go to CentralOregonAudiology.com or call 647-2860.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
Tune in to Central Oregon Real Estate today, Monday through Friday at 5:15 p.m. Your host, Terry Deneau, principal broker and owner of Go Bend Realty, takes a few minutes daily to answer your tough real estate questions and tell you what you need to know in today's economy. It's a complex market, and you need all the information you can get if you're thinking about buying or selling. Central Oregon Real Estate Today with Terry Deneau, only on News Talk 1110 KBND.
If you're serious...